If you are searching for fractional CTO pricing in 2026, the first thing you notice is the range. Some offers start around a few thousand dollars per month. Others look much closer to an executive retainer, architecture review, delivery guidance, team leadership, and decisions about what will hold up in production. Then there's the full-time option, where the cost does not stop at salary. You also have search time, equity, onboarding, and the cost of waiting for the right hire. The price story is that the same fee can now turn decisions into reviewed implementation faster. Not that fractional CTO services got cheaper. An experienced technical leader with good agent workflows can move from decision to implementation faster than the same person could 2 years ago, because agents can produce first passes on code scaffolding, tests, documentation updates, refactors, and migration steps. The human still decides whether the work is right. That changes the cost math. Short answer, the public market for fractional CTO help in 2026 still has a few clear tiers. I found low-end offers at $2,999 a month, common solo fractional retainers around $5,000 to $15,000 a month, and higher touch arrangements that cost more, depending on scope. The more important shift is that agent-augmented technical leadership can shorten the path from decision to reviewed implementation, as long as the human still owns the architecture decisions. The old cost comparison still matters. A full-time CTO is usually the most expensive way to get senior technical help. The public comparisons I found put full-time CTO pay at $250 plus per year, before you add search costs, equity, onboarding time, and the cost of waiting to hire the right person. Some comparisons use an even higher benchmark of $300,000 plus salary. Fractional help usually costs less than that. The public ranges I found break down roughly like this. Option: fractional CTO starter offer. Publicly visible pricing signal: around $2,999 a month. What you are usually buying: lightweight advisory access, smaller scope, limited embedded time. Option: solo fractional CTO retainer. Publicly visible pricing signal: around $5,000 to $15,000 a month. What you are usually buying: ongoing technical direction, architecture input, team guidance, delivery oversight. Option: full-time CTO. Publicly visible pricing signal: $250,000 plus salary before search, equity, and onboarding. What you are usually buying: dedicated executive leadership and internal organizational ownership. These are market signals, not a universal rate card. Scope matters more than the label. A founder who needs 2 technical calls per month is buying something very different from a team that needs architecture review, delivery pressure, eval design, hiring help, and production decisions every week. That was already true before agents entered the picture. What changed in 2026? Before agents, one person's output was capped by their own hours. If a CTO wanted more done, they still had to spend time writing scaffolding, cleaning up repetitive code, filling in documentation, or pushing a refactor over the line. Even with a strong team, a lot of senior time went into work that mattered but did not require the hardest judgment. Agents changed that loop. Used well, they help a technical leader work through tasks where the shape is already known, but review still matters. Scaffolding a new endpoint that follows existing patterns. Writing or expanding tests around code that already has a clear shape. Refactoring duplicated modules into a cleaner structure. Updating documentation after implementation. Changes: turning a migration plan into a first working pass, wiring routine integrations and repetitive glue code. Calling this junior engineer work misses the point. The useful boundary is simpler. Agents can draft the parts where the shape is already known. Humans decide whether that shape is right. What stays human-owned? This is where AI-augmented services get fuzzy. If the human does not own the hard calls, speed turns into unchecked output. The human still owns architecture decisions, trade-off analysis, prioritization under business constraints, code review and merge judgment, production risk evaluation, security and compliance judgment, choosing when a system needs a workflow instead of an agent, deciding what should never be delegated at all. In a strong fractional CTO engagement, the client is paying for judgment under constraint, not raw code generation. Agents let that judgment touch more of the work before it ships. The new comparison that matters. The useful 2026 comparison is no longer just full-time CTO versus part-time CTO. It is this. 1. Full-time CTO. Highest commitment, highest fixed cost, strongest internal ownership. 2. Traditional fractional CTO. Lower cost, but still limited by one person's unaided bandwidth. 3. Agent-augmented fractional CTO. Senior judgment, plus agents helping turn decisions into reviewed implementation faster. That third category is where the math changed. Model, full-time CTO. What you are paying for, dedicated executive ownership, main constraint, highest fixed cost, and longest commitment. Model, traditional fractional CTO. What you are paying for, senior guidance on a partial schedule, main constraint, one person's unaided bandwidth. Model, agent augmented fractional CTO. What you are paying for, senior judgment applied through tighter draft and review loops, main constraint, review quality and clear boundaries. The third row is the new one. The human still owns the hard calls. The agents make each review cycle cover more code, tests, and documentation without pretending the model has senior judgment. A good public example of this shift comes from Rails Pilot. Their offer is not the same as a fractional CTO engagement, but it is useful because it shows what teams now advertise when agents compress implementation work. On their homepage, they pitch a 2-week pilot at $20,500 and a comparison table with $4,000 fixed delivery, 24-hour first delivery, and cancel anytime terms. They also say what they do not cover, including product validation, design decisions, and on-call production support. Agents can make narrow implementation work faster and cheaper when the scope is clear, but they do not add technical leadership, product judgment, or company-level decision-making. If you need those layers, you are not buying the same thing. That is why comparing Rails Pilot directly to a fractional CTO is the wrong lens. Rails Pilot is selling fast implementation inside a clearly bounded scope. A fractional CTO should sell better technical decisions, plus a tighter path from decision to code. A practical pricing lens for founders and technical teams. If you are evaluating options, start with the problem you need solved. When the lower cost tier makes sense. The lower end of the market makes sense when you mainly need periodic technical guidance. The engineering team already executes well on its own. The architecture is stable enough that you are not making high-stakes technical decisions every week. You want an experienced outside opinion, not embedded leadership. That is where a starter monthly offer can work. When the middle tier makes sense, the $5,000 to $15,000 month range is where the real fractional CTO conversation usually starts. This is the tier where you expect some combination of architecture review, delivery guidance, roadmap, trade-off, help, system hardening direction, team coaching, hiring judgment, technical leadership on AI initiatives that cannot stay at demo quality. This is also the tier where agents start to matter most, because there is enough ongoing work for drafts, tests, refactors, and documentation updates to make the review loop meaningfully faster. When full-time still makes sense. Full-time still makes sense when someone inside the company needs to own the whole technical function every day. If the company needs executive presence every day, deep people management coverage, recruiting ownership, internal stakeholder management, and long horizon org design, a fractional model may be the wrong fit, no matter how good the agent augmented workflow is. Agents can help someone get more done, but they cannot create full-time executive capacity where none exists. Why each dollar can get more shipped. This is the part most pricing roundups miss. Ask a better question then, what does a fractional CTO cost per month? Ask, what does that spend buy now that it did not buy in 2024? In practice, agent augmented leadership can shorten the gap between decision and implementation. The architecture review turns into an implementation brief faster. The first pass on the code appears sooner. Tests land earlier instead of waiting until the end. Migration plans are less likely to die as loose notes in a doc. Documentation stays closer to the code because updating it is no longer a separate mini project. With a disciplined review loop, the same spend can ship more reviewed work. What to look for in an agent augmented fractional CTO? If someone is positioning themselves this way, I would ask a few direct questions. 1. Who reviews every change? The answer should be a human, not the AI checks itself, not the tool has guardrails. Human review is the control point. Without that, you are buying volume and hoping it turns into quality. 2. What do the agents actually do? The answer should be concrete. Good answers sound like test generation, refactors, scaffolding, migration execution, documentation sync, repetitive glue code, code base exploration, and implementation drafts. Bad answers sound like architecture, product thinking, security judgment, or basically a whole engineering team. 3. What does the human own? The answer should include architecture, trade-offs, production risk, prioritization, and final merge judgment. If the human-owned layer is vague, the engagement is vague. 4. What proof is there beyond demos? This is the biggest filter. You want evidence that the person has worked in real systems with real constraints. Flaky CI, production incidents, token budgets, ambiguous requirements, migration risk, team communication overhead, and the boring maintenance work that never appears in launch demos. The value of a fractional CTO is knowing what not to trust, what to verify, and what will break once the happy path ends. Getting a model to output code is the easy part. The mistake I would avoid: I would not choose purely on the lowest monthly number. A 3K offer can be a great fit if what you need is lightweight advisory coverage. It can also be wildly insufficient if the real need is ongoing technical leadership through a messy build, a high-risk migration, or an AI feature that works in staging but falls apart in production. The same goes in the other direction. Paying executive-level rates only makes sense if you truly need that level of ownership. The right comparison is whether the engagement matches the actual constraint, not the monthly sticker price. So what does a fractional CTO cost in 2026? In public market terms, the answer is still a range. Entry-level fractional positioning starts around $2,999 a month. Common ongoing fractional coverage clusters around $5,000 to $15,000 a month. Full-time CTO compensation still often starts north of $250,000 a year before you factor in equity, search time, and onboarding. But the more important answer is that the same spend can now move more decisions into reviewed implementation than it used to, if the engagement is built around human judgment instead of AI theater. That is the real 2026 pricing shift. Working with me: if you are weighing fractional CTO options because your team needs clearer technical direction around AI, architecture, or production delivery, take a look at my fractional CTO work. I work with teams that need senior judgment in the loop, plus agents used for the parts of the work where they actually help. Further reading: Fractional CTO and AI Agents, the 2026 Startup Leadership Model. Fractional CTO Services, Rails Pilot: Your AI team doesn't need more people, it needs agents.